Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady, hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he could come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry. Mom, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
Jing.
Pain. Yay! Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh.
You know what we represent, man.
rapping for.
Yeah. Do you display the right look, infiltrate the right moves, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a flop. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem staying home without a goal. Gotta be a West Wit and his room some rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, nigga, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V, catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rocker Park. I'm apart from the rest, roll with him when you walk. For shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and there's a mile across the street from where I live. In my front yard.
Continuation of yesterday's show. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, you might want to stop now, go back and listen to the archive, and catch the hell up, because we went in. It's a 102-page guide, survival guide. I've sent it out to the majority of my friends and, you know, everybody who I network with, you know what I'm saying, has gotten a copy of it. Very informative, man. 102 pages basically telling you the all the way from the fake shit of the business to actually how to excel in the business. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of motherfuckers out there nowadays are just trying to sell you information, but they actually don't want to try to give you no hints and, you know what I'm saying, no help. So www.indieguide.com. That's I-N-D-I-E. Indieguide.com. I just put you up on some serious game. Need to go there. Make sure you register, sign up if you're an independent artist, entertainer, comedian, backflipper. I don't give a shit what you do. If it's in the entertainment industry, you need to be signed up there. You need to be checking that stuff out. And it got a lot more manuals. It also has the updated version for the Indie Band Survival Guide, which is what I'm covering today. And it also has a lot more links and everything else. It just really puts you in the game. I mean, I can't say it again. IndieGuide.com, www.indieguide.com. I'm signed up, and, you know, I'm utilizing the site myself. Just, you know, not saying that I'm an artist or anything, but coming from the DJ standpoint, you know what I'm saying? I want to understand, you know, my role in the business. And that's really a big problem why in the entertainment industry, artists aren't really succeeding as quick as they're supposed to, because people don't really understand their roles. You know what I'm saying? You got DJs that don't understand that they're supposed to be breaking records. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfucking producers that want to be the goddamn DJ. You got the goddamn DJ that want to be the artist. You got the artist that want to be goddamn whatever the fuck they trying to be besides the artist. I mean, everybody just need to know their role and their understanding in this business. You know what I'm saying? That's where we all have a place, you know, in each part. So, you know, that's how we do it. What we're about to get into right now, though, I told y'all motherfuckers yesterday, started my goddamn news off early, got into the damn survival guide, and we got so hot and heavy in the motherfucker, man, shit, fucked around and forgot the news. Can't forget the news, people, all right? Got to stay informed with the news. If you don't stay informed with the news, you lose, all right? So let's go. All right, here we go. Starting it off early, people. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Y'all already know the Nutty News Today is provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. It's going down, baby. Man, y'all know it's time to handle some BS in ass up in here, man. Let me go ahead and get my motherfucking pawn music kicked off up in here. You know what I'm saying? I get some old beats, too, man. That's one thing I am working on, people, to get some old beats and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, hold on. Let me try Afternoon. No, because then niggas be singing on that shit. Afternoon Delight. Afternoon Delight. Yeah, we ain't gonna be jamming to that. Right, let me get my motherfucking porn music at, man. This is the effects, you know what I'm saying, when you look up a porn.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah, no. If you can't handle it, you're gonna end up like yeah. Alright, let's get into it, people. Y'all already know. Start this thing off. Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by motherfucking NuttyNewsToday.com. And this is news all the way around the world. And I do mean the world. I'm sitting right here in 813 Tampa Bay, Florida. Hillsborough County, always on the motherfucking map. But I'm bringing you shit all the way from around the world, man. Because I'm what? Doing it like that. All right, people. And, yeah, don't forget, you can go to NuttyNewsToday.com and download the app for your iPhone and get all the Nutty News right there to your phone, man. You can catch up with your boy, smell so good, in case you missed any headlines. Bam! It's already there. We started out of Bill Clinton's land, though, man. We down in Arkansas. Yeah. Where a man named World's Top Duck Caller. Yeah. A Minnesota, guess where he's from? Yeah. Oh, no, that's not Milwaukee, my man. So you're cool. Shouts out to St. Paul. Oh, shit, people. I'm on the radio. Hold on. Yo. All right, I'm on the radio. I'm going to have to call you back. All right, give me just a second. I got it. All right. Back to the news. Shouts out to Miss Michelle, Two Man Army. Doing a press release up right now, trying to put your boy on the map. Appreciate the help, you know what I'm saying? But a Minnesota's man, duck calling, was certified as the best in the world at the 74th Annual World Championship Duck Calling Contest in Arkansas. Mike Anderson, 29, said he grew up practicing duck calls for 6 hours a day, giving him the skills to the best 67 competitors Saturday night in Stuttgart, Arkansas. St. Paul, Minnesota Pioneer Press reported Wednesday that I was a dark horse for sure and that I don't work for a duck calling company and don't live in the South. That's what Anderson said. The fuck ever, bitch, you live in Arkansas. What the fuck else you think that is? Country wetback. Motherfucker, please. He ain't even a wetback. It's a country redneck. My bad. Shouts out to all my Mexican homeboys out there. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck a wetback is, but All right, we in Budapest, y'all. Budapest, Hungary. Well, yeah, cavemen didn't know they were still living in caves, but are to inherit billions. Z Slot, and Giza Pilati live in the cave outside Budapest, Hungary, and sell scrap they find on the street for pennies. Now, they and a sister who lives in America are said to be on the verge of inheriting their grandmother's massive fortune after a life of poverty. They learned of their good fortune after homelessness charity workers in Hungary were contacted by lawyers handling the estate of the brother's maternal grandmother who died recently in Baden-Württemberg, Germany. Man, ain't that a bitch? Well, who says hard work don't pay off, people? There you go. I gotta take one quick break, man, so I can send this info over so I can be featured real quick, y'all. Coming right back with the news, and we're gonna get into the motherfucking Survivor.
Yeah. I'm gonna need all the females to report this. They ain't never
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
This is like right now. You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Let's go. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back, throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back, throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back, throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back, throw it back.
Like, ah, 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 ah,
throw it back, mama. Hit your boy on the track, mama. Young Flo got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so thick. So make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Six shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Looking lil mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with a her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh beard Gucci. Back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, So many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama, throw it back, 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 throw it back. You can throw that ass on me. You can throw that pussy on me. You can throw that ass on me.
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Started talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Started wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. Uh-huh. I came on a perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shawty yeah. Got fat lips, I am a neck thing. I got green, making thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shout it, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Uh-huh. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping the door for hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on a light, shouted, what's good? Yeah. Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That, it was a rap. Started whispering in my ear, dummy low from the back.
Throw it back, my rim, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rim, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rim, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rim, throw it back, throw it back. When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing
but fact, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dogs. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pack, the boy, pack. Little mama with the skirt, we a dog, hat. And I can care less, we a dog, cat. But I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist. Pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, got straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, got straight. Can I grab that, snag that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. Till you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, it's a rizzy rap. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
I really,
throw
it back, throw it back, throw it back. I really, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back. I really, throw it back, throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Get back into this news, get this news on out of the way so we can get some real biz and ass, you know what I'm saying, you know, done. So let me crank my shit back up. California, where's that shit? right, here we go. All right, y'all, we in, they talk about some Victoria's Secret shit, you know what I'm saying? Because team wins Victoria's Secret Secret Model Contest. A new Victoria's Secret angel is getting her wings after an online vote. Kylie Basuti of Simi Valley, California, was the winner of a reality show style contest to choose a model for the lingerie runway show CBS broadcast on Tuesday. The 19-year-old beat out another finalist from California, Jamie Lee Darley. 10 finalists were picked from 4 national casting calls and whittled down to 2 through online votes. Both finalists walked the runway when the show was taped, but only one appeared in the Tuesday broadcast. Congratulations. Anyways, we back in Little Rock, fucking Arkansas, y'all on the map, where judge dismisses defamation suit against Dixie Chicks. Yeah. Federal judges dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed against the Dixie Chicks by the stepfather of one of 3 8-year-old boys killed in Arkansas 15 years ago. Terry Hobbs, the stepfather of Stevie Branch, claimed that singer Natalie Maines accused him of being involved in the deaths of his stepson and the two other boys. Hobbs cited a letter Maines posted on the Dixie Chicks' website and remarks she made at a rally in Little Rock in 2007. Yeah, all right. Fuck yeah, you didn't do it. Congrats, your motherfucking leashes. All right, people just crying and shit. What the fuck ever, man? You're a loser. You'll be all right. Let me get my taboo porn music crunk. Yeah. You know, play that loser shit. You'll be all right crying and shit. Why does she keep fucking leaving me alone, man? She wouldn't give me any real money. Fucking dumbass. Anyways, my motherfucking jam started again. Porn music is provided to you apart by Debbie Does Dallas Porn. Yeah, go and get your good porn music today. We do got some new background music coming up, y'all. So, we're in New York, y'all, where ABC cancels another Adam Lambert performance. Brother, nobody wants to see your gay ass on TV. Why does anybody think that gay shit is this acceptable? It is not. The network has canceled another Adam Lambert appearance, this time on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Yeah. On his Twitter account, Lambert wrote, "Yes, sadly, friends, ABC has canceled my appearances on Kimmel and NYE. Sad, don't blame them. It's the FCC heat. I am doing Leno, though, and looking into something for NYE. It's all blowover. Let's focus on being positive." What? NYE presumably means ABC telecast of New York New Year's is Rockin' Eve. Sources says Lambert's appearance on the Dick Clark produced event was still tentative, but still, how many times can Lambert get dumped by one network? Fucking right, get your faggot ass off him with that shit. Back in New York, where Woods' prenuptial agreement is largest in celeb history. Yeah, because that bitch already knew what the fuck, man. Hell no. You fucking right, if I do motherfucking sleep on you, bitch, I already know. You ain't getting shit. Divorce attorney Raul Felder has handled huge celebrity cases from then Mayor Rudy Giuliani to Mike Tyson and said he wouldn't count on Woods' marriage to survive. There's a separate level of hell when you're a celebrity. You're subject to an extraordinary temptation that ordinary people are not subject to, Felder said. I don't think the prognosis is too great for something like this unless she's willing to make some kind of deal and live with it. U.S. Weekly has reported the couple has a prenuptial agreement worth $300 million, which would make this the most expensive celebrity divorce in history. Right now, Michael Jordan holds that record when his wife, Juanita, received an estimated $150 million settlement. Yeah, man, $300 million, man, shit. Tiger will go do one fucking golf game and get that goddamn money back without no loss. So, yeah, bitch, take the $300 and I'll holler at you, hoe. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to motherfucking Arizona, y'all. Mesa Arizona. where school employee loses job searching for aliens. Yeah. A former school district employee is accused of using school computers in an experiment to find space aliens, costing the worker his job and the district more than $1 million. School officials said that Brad, with some mass fucked up name, who was Higley Unified School District's Information Technology Director, downloaded free software on district computers in 2000. The program known as SETI at home uses internet-connected computers worldwide to analyze radio telescope data in an experiment to find extraterrestrial intelligence. I guess he wasn't that intelligent to know that, motherfucker, you can't use government computer to do personal bullshit. All right. People, that's like looking up porn. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do that on government shit. It's monitored. I don't know the fuck if he's the damn director or whatever the fuck. It's somebody over you directing your ass. All right. Just don't do that, people. Just, that is not a smart move. All right. Let's go to Comedy Central, where Comedy Central scoops ABC, NBC, and CBS. Yeah. Climate Gate scandal. ABC didn't cover it, CBS didn't either, and NBC apparently wouldn't go near it. The network news' broadcasts have ignored a growing scandal over evidence of a potential climate cover-up, and now they've even been scooped by the fake news at Comedy Central. Yeah, which is actually real news, people. Don't let these motherfuckers talk about fake news. They're just reporting in a comedic way as myself with this nothingnewwithtoday.com. But all of these sources go back to something that you can motherfucker look at and see that this shit is real. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart produced its reporting on Climate Gate Tuesday night when Stewart quipped, "Poor Al Gore, global warming completely debunked via the very internet you invented," which he didn't. Oh, the irony. Stewart described leaked emails from Britain's University of East Anglia, including one referring to a researcher's trick to hide the decline in some temperature readings in recent decades. So, yeah, we all know that time to fucking the temperatures is changing. The earth is going through its cycles. People, all you got to motherfucking do is follow the signs and tighten up. If it's starting to get colder, bitch, go out and get you a fucking sleeping bag and a goddamn thermal tent, and you will fucking be all right. You know what I'm saying? Go out and stack up on MREs and space food. I mean, that's the most important thing to me, probably be space food. I mean, why in the hell you want a damn 50, 100-year-old fucking MRE? But, hey, they still good. Anyways, y'all, we in motherfucking Utah, Salt Lake City, that is, where the suspect in Elizabeth Smart abduction faked symptoms. Yeah. A psychiatric nurse who observed the man charged with abducting Elizabeth Smart said Tuesday she believes he has faked psychiatric symptoms and behaviors to avoid prosecution and remain at a state hospital. Leslie Miles, a former employee of Utah State Hospital, testified during the second day of a competency hearing for Brian David Mitchell. Mitchell, 56, is charged in federal court with kidnapping and lawful transportation of a minor, and if convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Yeah, man, that's fucked up shit. All right, well, let's go on over here to New York. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Yeah, holding out for New York City. Where AT&T and Verizon drop suits over rival commercials. Yeah, y'all stupid motherfuckers. AT&T and Corporation and Verizon Wireless agreed Wednesday to end lawsuits accusing each other of lying on TV ads, taking their rivalry out of the court system for now. AT&T Inc. Agreed to dismiss a lawsuit that sought to force Verizon to pull its There's a Map for That commercials. Verizon agreed to dismiss a suit that sought a declaration that AT&T's claims of more bars in more places was inaccurate. Verizon's lawsuit was filed in July. just after AT&T complained to the National Advertising Division of the Council for Better Business Bureaus about Verizon ads, claiming that it has America's most reliable wireless network. And that is the usual forum for disputes about advertising. But when Verizon filed a lawsuit, that process was suspended. So that's all you got to do, people. If you're a big corporation, a motherfucker try to sue you, countersuit his ass, you know what I'm saying? And then he'll just throw everything out. Yeah, that's just what happened, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, that's not very interesting. Wrapping this up, y'all, so we can get off into this funk. Because today is Indie Band Survival Day, man. Getting into it, y'all. Very important stuff we're going to be covering, but right about now. Hey. Don't forget, man, y'all want to hit your boy up on the after hours, man. Leave me some old funny messages or whatever. You can call 813-463-2975 and leave a message, man, because I ain't going to be probably picking that motherfucker up. It do links to me, you know what I'm saying? It is a real phone number and everything, but I mean, I'll be screening calls like a motherfucker. So, 813-463-2975. If you want to leave me a drop or anything for the show, call that number and leave it, and I'll get it, and I'll be with it. All right. Let's go to Benicia, California, where a tattoo keeps a man out of the U.S. Air Force. Yeah. It wasn't a sexy, half-naked, lounging lady. It doesn't say mom. And Josh Parker's months-old tattoo just says his first name in Hebrew, a language he said he admires. But those 6 inches of lettering running across his right biceps were enough to bar him from entering the United States Air Force on Monday under a policy instituted just last week for those not fully enrolled in the service. Parker, 18, was called to his recruitment office Monday morning, the day he was scheduled to report for basic training for a review of the tattoo. There are no tattoos allowed on the right arm or the hands. That's the modification. Right. That's the United States Armed Forces, period. Said Krista DeAndrea, Chief of Public Affairs for Air Force Recruiting Services in San Antonio. It is in an effort to keep up the military image. That's real. I mean, that's all the way across the board. You can't have no fucking, periscope down. You can't have no fucking eight balls tattooed. You can't have shit tattooed to your hand. If you in the in military and you go off and have some tattoos put on you, they will charge your motherfucking ass. Because you are now destroying government property. Understand, when you put your hand in there and say, I solemnly swear, blah, 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 and fight for this country, you have became a piece of government property. All right, so you just can't go marking up they motherfucking shit. That's what they consider you marking up government property. You discover destroying government property. Yeah. All right, so let's go to Hollywood, California. But last but not least, Alec Baldwin says his film career is a failure. Yeah, pretty sure it is. Alec Baldwin has lost interest in acting and considers his film career a failure. I don't have any interest in acting anymore, Baldwin, 51, told Men's Journal. Baldwin, best known for his Emmy Award winning role in the NBC comedy 30 Rock, and the man chosen to co-host the 2010 Oscar ceremony, added, movies are a part of my past. It's been 30 years. I'm not young, but I have time to do something else. Baldwin began a television acting career in the 1980s, and his film scores of movies, including the 1988 cult classic Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I know y'all remember Alec from that bitch though. I do. And that is your Nutty News Today, people. That's real. Provided you're part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Remember, don't believe none the fuck what I tell you. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. That is real. You know what I'm saying? And now we'll do the Nutty News of the Day. That's real. Let me walk back over here and get this show started. You know what I'm saying? Right. Let me pull up my survival guide. If I haven't sent you a survival guide and you would like a copy of the information that you are hearing, Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and hit me up, and I'll make sure I send that over to you. And golfer who introduced Ellen to Tiger rips him. Yeah. Jesper Parnevec is sorry he connected Ellen Nordegren with Tiger Woods. Thought he was a better guy. Shut your fake faggot ass up, man. Did the Grammy snub West? Man, fuck Kanye West. Climate gate hits Capitol Hill. Y'all motherfuckers know the damn climate and shit is melting and all over this shit. Climate experts grill over hacked emails. Yeah, all right. Grilled over hacked emails. Why? Let's see. Top administration scientists looking at the same thing found no such science saying it doesn't change the fact that the world is warming. The emails from British University's Climate Center were obtained by computer hackers and posted online about 2 weeks ago, which I don't know why you stupid motherfuckers keep thinking that this shit is secure. That is what a computer hacker's job is, to find out information that you stupid motherfuckers is trying to hide from the rest of the world. Yeah. Bhopal gas tragedy. What the hell is that? Well, hold on, y'all. I'm trying to reach y'all some headlines. U.S. murder suspect Amanda Knox urges Italian court to free her. What? What? American student fighting back tears told the Italian court trying her for the murder of her British roommate that she doesn't want to be branded an assassin. Damn. You done killed your damn roommate? All right. Let's see. Ronnie Wood arrested on suspicion of assault. Marsk, Alabama crew blamed captain for pirate attack. Yeah, they know that, man. Ain't no way y'all telling me motherfucking five motherfucking goddamn niggas on a fucking paddle boat is taking over goddamn tankers and shit. Why the fuck you stupid motherfuckers ain't bought no goddamn pistols? No motherfucking slingshot shoot these bitches in the eye. What the hell kind of dumb, stupid motherfuckers are y'all? You motherfuckers is some straight up fucking
yay
type motherfuckers, man. Alright, anyways, let me motherfucking go ahead and bring my homeboy up in this mofo here, man. Y'all calling me that fucking insult one of you stupid motherfuckers on that goddamn boat.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed...
Bitch! That way you should have filled it all, but he didn't, you know what I'm saying? Bringing California up on the motherfucking deck.
All that shit was right. I'm not dickless, though.
Oh, well, yeah, that was for Obama's team who keep trying to hide the fact that, bitch, the world has been a motherfucking flood itself in a couple of parts. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, did you know that that one American student that
yeah, I was seeing that. What?
She got big old titties. And, you know, she's in a case where she was the victim, but yet they don't see it that way. You know what I mean?
Thomas, she don't want to be branded an assassin.
She was assaulted by her roommate, and her roommate was, like, choking her or some shit like that, so she stabbed her or some shit like that. And then, I mean, fuck. You know what happens. The law doesn't see it your way, you're fucked. Like everything else in your goddamn life.
I'm scared of having the mask of an assassin forced onto me. Yeah, 21-year-old who was studying in Paraguay, whatever the fuck, also on trial is Knox's boyfriend at the time of the slaying. Damn. Knox is charged with murder and sexual assault?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell she do?
That's what I'm saying. And I was following that for a while.
And
I was hella following that for a while. And
appeal. They both pleaded innocent.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the facts are the facts.
Aaron Marks disappointed, frustrated over her 2 years in jail. Knox says she was trying to remain calm even though she is disappointed, sad, and frustrated over her 2 years in jail. She says she remained confident and certain in what I know. Damn, so she been in jail already 2 years?
Yeah.
Both Knox, a 22-year-old student from Seattle, and Salacito, 25, have been jailed since shortly after the slaying. Contend, let's see, met at the apartment where Kirch and Knox lived. They say a fourth person was there, too. Ivory Coast citizen.
And, you know, the thing is that she called the cops and everything, and yet she's the one that's in prison and all that other stuff. You know, she's the one that reported all this stuff. You know, you go and kill somebody, you're not going to sit there and report it. You know what I mean?
Under the fumes of drugs.
But I mean, you know,
I think
that's how the way the Italians work, I guess.
Damn. Lucky you ain't no motherfucking Chinese bitches that almost got their ass motherfucking life in prison and shit.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Anyway,
Smelly, let me call you right back. I got to go get a cut.
Oh, getting faded up. Well, I'm finna
and
start.
People, I'll be live. I'll be live at Britannia Arms up here in Cupertino. Check it out. Goofy Bones' first solo appearance since Bruce has better things to do. Promote the album, people. Straight Loaf Records, and I'm out. Much love, DJ Smells So Good.
Yeah, man. Going down. And, yeah. Y'all heard it there first. Let's see. It's my dog Goofy Bone checking in. Who's on page 13, I believe, right? Yeah, 13. Let's see. Where we at? All rights reserved for them. We covered that. We covered commercial radio in three words. Pay for play. And then we're at the Ticketmaster, people. We're going to start out from the Ticketmaster. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to run the motherfucking show back from yesterday. Listen to the archive and then catch up. We covered 13 pages so far of a 102-page manual. I'm not trying to cover the whole thing. I just want to give you some key points to understand what is really in the manual. You know what I'm saying? It hopefully sparks some interest in you actually utilizing the manual. And also go to www.indieguide.com. If you haven't already signed up, go register, sign up. And network, man. That's what we're going, you know, we all about. All right, so get this thing crunk up so we can get into this here. All right, y'all. And we're going to read it from the top. We're taking it from the top. Where Ticketmaster is in for their cut of everything. And that is real. Now, this reading comes to you from the Beatnik Turtle Indie Band Survival Guide, which can be downloaded and reviewed on www.indieguide.com if you want any more information. So, the Ticketmaster and similar ticket middlemen are charging enormous amounts for tickets. They are at the point of being 30% of the price of the ticket or even more. The musicians never see this money. These companies used to be just an alternative to the official box office for selling tickets, but now they often get a cut even if you make it to the official box office. The Ticketmaster issue has an interesting story. Pearl Jam had a famous run-in with Ticketmaster where they tried to avoid the monopoly. They prepared a testimony which they presented to Congress regarding the state of tickets. The prices referenced in this testimony are over a decade out of date. Both the raw amounts and percentages are much higher now, and the intimidation and dirty tactics continue until today. These issues were brought to the Department of Justice, which basically ruled in Ticketmaster's favor. Ticketmaster hasn't looked back in their monopolistic practices since. Almost 10 years after the testimony, the only thing that changed is that Ticketmaster is charging more per ticket, even as other bands try to make them try to take them on and continue to fail. So, yeah, people, stay away from the fucking box office. Sell your own goddamn tickets. That's what I do. Before my show, I print me up my own motherfucking VIP little tickets or whatever, and I sell my own shit. That way, you'll at least have, you know, a certain knowledge of how many people are going to actually be coming to your event prior to the event. If you sold 200 tickets, well, then it don't matter if 200 people don't show up. You sold 200 tickets, you know what I'm saying? If they don't want to show up, that's on them. Still made your money back. All right. Key thing here, people, big and bold, is do it yourself. Many books aimed at indie musicians seem to lure us with 100 Cinderella-like stories where the happy ending is the A&R rep, the fairy godmother, discovers the band and connects to a major label to sign for a huge contract. Those books give advice on how to get noticed and look attractive for that one break that will make you famous. And that's all you're going to get is one break. If you're looking for that kind of happy ending for you and your band, we can't help you. Yeah, because based on what we've learned through our research and what we discuss in the realities for indie band section, which is a section we'll cover, we think that if the major labels are the prince, then after the marriage, he doesn't turn out to be so charming. The story ends with you doing drudge work for the prince rather than your sister's. Oh, and he owns the rights of all your music, too. And according to some articles, your fairy godmother, the A&R rep, is nowhere to be seen after you sign. Yeah, and that is real true. So when we drop the fairy tales, we find that the traditional route turns out to be either inaccessible or a very poor choice. And at the same time, the prince isn't the only game in town anymore. Technology is the key. You know what I'm saying? And we're experiencing that right here through the internet, man. The most powerful web that connects every single motherfucking thing in life right now. There are entire books about the changing music industry, but it can be boiled down to a sentence. The former middleman and the expenses that go with them are no longer necessary. If you look at the top on my show page, you will see three different actual guides that are available on Amazon.com for purchase. So if you want to actually pick up them books and, you know, support an author, you might just be an avid reader and like to read different shit. Please go and purchase those books. If not, you want this guide, again, go to www.indieguide.com. At least three different guides there, including this one. All of them are very important information that can help you out. Let's keep it moving. For recording music, a good quality recording studio used to be out of the hands of all but the elite music groups. Now, a computer and some quality microphones can be enough to make a solid recording, which I can do that right here, you know what I'm saying? For distributing music, you used to have to rely on the major labels and their distributors, but with the internet and indie music stores, you can sell and distribute your music directly to fans all over the world without having to convince a closed-minded record exec first. So in the meantime, music fans don't want the physical CDs anymore anyway. You know what I'm saying? They're happy to purchase music at the online music stores, which welcome indies in their business. It's true that promotion is always difficult, but the internet levels that playing field as well. The internet is a beast that is real. The term do-it-yourself, or DIY, does not mean second-rate work or options. It means leveraging increasingly powerful technologies and businesses to distribute and promote your shit. In the end, you believe in your work. In the end, you believe in your own work more than anyone else in the world. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're supposed to be pushing it just as hard. You are your most powerful advocate. What you need are the tools to do this. The survival guide is written with this in mind. So where we share ideas on how to use the internet, indie music stores, distribution, and other companies to promote your music and get your work out as far as possible. Without question, there is hard work ahead of you, but you are working for yourself. It's the cost of continuing to own your own music and keeping it under your control, but it's a cost worth paying. That is real. Self-control, people, is the motherfucking key. Let's see here. We got the business of the band. I'm not finna get into that one. Let's see, like your website. Let's get into that, because this is what it's all about. Your website, because most motherfuckers, artists in my neighborhood don't even have a fucking email account, let alone a website. And then they think of a website, they think it's MySpace. It's not a fucking MySpace, people. I'm not talking about MySpace, Moco, none of them damn spaces. All right? We're talking about a legitimate website, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you can PayPal, set your PayPal up on and all that good shit. That is not MySpaces or any other motherfucking name, net pages and bullshits. No. Your website, your band's 24/7 ambassador. Besides the actual instruments that you play, the most important thing that a band has today is a website. And understand what I'm saying, people. Artist, band is an artist. All of them same thing. If you just an individual, it still takes instruments and everything to make your sound come out. Therefore, you know, you still are a band. You know what I'm saying? So don't be, you know, getting this group of individuals in mind. You know, band is just applies just to artists, you know what I'm saying, or a group of artists. Besides the actual music instruments that you play, the most important thing that a band has today is a website. It's the internet that has leveled the playing field for bands and torn down the walls between you and your fans, which is definitely true. You know what I'm saying? And the internet is so powerful, man. If you really learn how to harness the energy, man, you can take this shit over. And I don't mean, you know what I'm saying, going to sex sites and all that fuck shit. But if you learn how to use them sites in order to promote your music, every single site on the motherfucking internet is a promising site. If it says sign up to it and get your profile and post some music or post some contact links, use that shit. I don't give a shit. You pull up DJ Smell So Good, Google it. Yes, you're going to find me on every kind of goddamn website it is out there. I'm on porn websites. I don't give a shit. If it allows me to post my motherfucking links and information all the way back to my damn blog talk show and my damn new radio TV show that's going to come up, and then by all means, I'm on that shit. All right? So first and foremost, a website announces to the world that you are a real band. If a person sees you play live, searches on you, and does not find a website, they can only assume that you don't take your band seriously. Yeah, a website is your tireless ambassador to the world. It is the web that took the decision of whether people should hear your music out of the hands of indifferent music executives and put it back in your own. It distributes your music directly to your fans, no matter where in the world they are. It also promotes, informs, advertises, connects, and has thousands of other possible uses beyond this. It is indispensable. If you don't have a motherfucking web page or something that's reflecting your music, yeah. SoundClick, Reverb Nation, people. I mean, you need to really, those are two key places. And that's the other thing. When you sign up to websites, you need to have places that give you chart stats and actual, you know what I'm saying, you can get some actual feedback off of them. You don't want a website that just posts shit and every time you go back, they don't show you no stats or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. Think of it this way. By telling someone your website address, you just told them the absolute shortest message that says the most about your band. Once they have the website name, they can see and hear everything that you have on your site. That is why a website is incredibly powerful for marketing. There's no other place where a short message means so much. In this section, we'll talk about ideas to get more out of your website and discuss aspects of it that are common to music sites. All right, the first one, big and bold, is starting a new website. If you are a band and don't have a website, or you are even thinking of starting a band, get a website as soon as possible. The longer you're up with a website, the more it gets picked up by search engines and the more other folks link to you. If your band was coming out even in a year from now, it's best to establish a web presence immediately. Even if you have little content, there are directories that try to track all bands on the web, and they will all want to link to you if your site is just getting started. So get out there now. You know what I'm saying? That's the key thing to it. The other big thing is domain names. A lot of people don't understand what domain names are and web hosting. A domain name is the address of the actual website, such as beatnickturtle.com for our band. Beat Nick Turtle, yeah, is the actual band name. Yours should be the name of your band as well. In order to get a domain, you must register a domain of your own. Some people offer free services. A lot of people want to charge you, for hosting a domain name. You just got to look at what you want. You will want to lock in a domain in a domain name for yourself that matches your band name exactly. If possible, rather than having to tack a music or some other moniker at the end of it. If you are fortunate enough to not have a name yet, you can now choose one that doesn't yet have a web domain taken. And you won't have to settle for a .net or .org address. So most web hosting companies will offer to register your domain for you. We recommend registering it yourself because some web hosting companies will register your name to their business, making it difficult or impossible to leave them. Keep it under your control and register it yourself at a domain registrar. We use GoDaddy.com, but any of them will do. And last but not least is web hosting. One of the first things that you are going to have to do when building your site is to get a web hosting company. Your choices are going to be different from the average person who wants to build a website because you will invariably want to showcase your music on your website. This means that you need to have a high limit when it comes to the amount of data that you can transfer every month because your average visitor will download music. So you don't want people just to come and just look around and look at pictures and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're going to actually be playing your music, playing the videos, which is going to take a high bandwidth in order to accomplish that. Also to get quick downloads. If you find one with a content management system or CMS, you should consider it unless you wish to build your site yourself or have a web designer. A CMS will allow you to edit the text on your website from anywhere with an administrative part of the site that you can log into. We personally use HostBaby.com, which is CD Baby's website hosting site. We actually use it even though one of the band members has a web hosting company because their services and side benefits are quite nice. So stick with what you got too, man. Just because somebody else got something that might seem a little bit better, stick to your guns, you know what I'm saying? Stay with what you're working with until you investigate it yourself and actually find that it's a better deal. Sometimes it's not always the better deal. Sometimes they always don't have the best interest at heart. And also, just a brief note, if you're on the show, please retweet the show for me. Just take a few minutes out to tweet the show. And just let people know, you know what I'm saying, what's going down on this type of show, man. It's a good programming right here on Record of Game Radio. We do this each and every day, Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we gets it in, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big, man. This is the most powerful network, untelevised show, you know what I'm saying, radio show, but you can... go in on us every day, man, and really pick up some real news, you know what I'm saying? And not that fake, fluky shit that motherfuckers be trying to just throw in your ear on them other radio shows, you know what I'm saying? We kick real news here with a twist of laughs, you know what I'm saying, and comedy, and that's how we do. Let me get back into it, y'all thought you knew. All right, making a great band website. A detailed discussion of how to build an actual site is out of scope of the survival guide as it gets into technology that seems to change about every 10 minutes, which is true. There are thousands of books and guides on web design. What we can share are some techniques that make a good band website no matter what technology you use to build it. And understand that a band website is different from just a standard website that only holds pictures and wants people to sign your guest book and little fuck shit like that. While you're considering what to put on your site, you should browse the web and see what other bands have done. You will then find out what most people notice about most indie band websites. They suck. Yeah, most of them are really bad. They are a few paltry pages with poor backgrounds and make it impossible to read. They make it hard to find the most simple information about the band, such as the music or the next show. If there's a trend of the worst band sites, the mistake that bands most often make is that they highlight the people in the band rather than the music and the brand of the band itself. In a lot of ways, the band members are the least important part of a band when it comes to marketing the band, unless one or more of the band members are famous or have large breasts. The people all over the world that are visiting your band website don't care about the people who are making the music until they decided that they like the music first. Because of this, the most important thing that you can put on your website is music. Put as many free songs on your site as you are comfortable releasing, and the more you share, the better, which I do believe, because on all of my sites that you go to, I feature motherfucking indie music on every single one of them, to the minimum of 15 songs of artists that give me a song that they trying to get out there, including some of my. So we're going to profiles. There is more than one type of audience for your website, and you will want to meet their needs with as little trouble to them as possible. This part of the website design is the same no matter if you have a band or a company that makes widgets, which is Reverb Nation. I mean, y'all need to, everybody is be talking about like how to get a widget, how to get a widget. Reverb Nation, people, is the easiest site to go sign up. And I mean, it has so many promotion tools on it that it's just insane. So no matter what you have for a website, you should consider the types of customers that you have and create profiles for those different customers. Then tailor their website for each of these customers' types, making sure that each type is no more than a click or two away from the information that they want to find. Businesses that really want to keep in mind, that want to get into the mind of the customer, will create fake personas of each with names, pets, income, where they live, and where they like, what they're like, etc. It helps to envision a particular person because then you can imagine them browsing your site. We can't do this exercise for you. However, we can't give you some general profiles. So remember, the ideal of your website design is that these profiles should be no more than one or two clicks away from finding out what they want. Here are some profiles and questions that they might ask. First of all is fan who went to a show. Yeah. You know, if one of your fans might have went to your show and checked it out, you know what I'm saying? They might want to know, you know, when is your next show? Where can I buy an album? What's new with the band? Or where's some music I can listen to? You know, how can I join your mailing list? Very important to send out to develop a mailing list, to send out email blast, you know what I'm saying, of just your specific information. And then where are pictures of your band? These are all different questions that, you know, fans who went to the show might ask. And this is how you want to develop your website. Also, a web surfer who wound up on your site. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I just go and sometimes be surfing and stuff and it might pop up. Things I might ask, you know, what kind of website is this? If they figure out it's music, then where can I listen to the music if you don't have it? And what kind of music do you play? You know, what bands do you sound like? Entertain me, basically, is what a web surfer wants to know. When they come up on it, you know, some people want to see the little pops and whistles and see all the little music videos, see your pictures and shit, all that. Put that there or somewhere on there to grab that fan, you feel me, and to grab that person. Music reviewer, you know, how do I contact you? Where's the band bio? Where are the press releases and notables that this band has had? And where has this band been played? And also, when are the next shows? Again, Reverb Nation has an area on there where you can create your own press releases and notables and actually put them onto your site, and they flash press releases. So they actually flash, you know what I'm saying? Like, they flash, you know what I'm saying? They'll flash like multiple different head press releases about you. And then a booker might ask, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody who books shows, man, they just happen to pop up on your website at a show. You know, how do I contact you? What's the stage plot? How many band members? What's your instrumentation? You know what I'm saying? What do you work with? Where's a picture or logo to use for the ad that I want to run for your show? There's not a complete list of questions or profiles, but you want to make sure that the answers that each question a profile is asking for is easy to locate. It also depends on your goals for the band. Basically, if you don't care about a particular profile, then you don't have to answer those questions, of course. Then you got some website goals, you know what I'm saying, which is very important, too. You got to have goals in anything that you do, actually. It don't even matter whether it's building a website or just starting out and trying to become a band. You got to have goals, you know what I'm saying, before you start out. If you don't know where you're going, you know what I'm saying, how do you know what the fuck you're trying to do? You have to have a path, a goal, you know, an objective to know what the hell you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And those are website goals. So, if you have a good idea of the profiles that you want to serve for your site and have collected the information and are ready to create your site, one thing, you should clarify the goals for each profile that goes to the site. For example, for a fan, you probably would like them to buy your albums. So you should make sure that it's very easy for people to do so no matter where they are on your site. And mention your albums often throughout the site, you know what I'm saying? We keep our albums listed on the right side of our site for that very reason. If at any time they're entertained and make a snap decision to buy an album, we've made it simple for them to do this on our website. And you're always two clicks away from an album order form. Your site does not always have to do with commerce. However, if you make free music, for example, and just want to share it with the world, then your goal is to make it as simple as possible for them to hear and get your music. In this case, the borders of your site should always have a link that says something like "Get Free Music." That goes to a page where they can do this. We suggest a standard static menu that will fulfill the most common needs of your different audiences, so that they can find what they're looking for no matter where they are on the site. We did this by adding a menu at the top that never changes. Those include buy, listen, shows, join, booking or press, and sitemap. Yeah, you'll never need to change those because people always want to buy your shit, always need to find somewhere to listen to it, most likely want to know where to check you out at different shows, and how to join your mailing list so they can just automatically get caught up with the information, updated with the information, and booking or press releases, and definitely a sitemap. From watching people browse our site, we found that all of them can find what they want from that list and with more detail underneath those pages. If they came to the site to look for the latest show so they know where to go, it's simple to find out. If you match these goals with the profiles that we mentioned earlier in this section, you can more powerfully lead each type of person through the site to get the information to or perform the action you want them to. And you should repeat, in big and bold letters, you should repeat the things you want them to do as often through your site as you feel comfortable. And this is to give them many opportunities to do what you like them to do and reinforce the message. The most powerful marketing technique is repetition. And you'll find it a common technique on well-designed commerce sites. Got some sample goals that you might have for different types of people that visit. These are a couple of them. For the fan, goal might be to buy our album, join our mailing list, or listen to our free music, or to go to our next show. Our booker definitely is to contact us, or a member of the press might be to contact us, print out our press release, or publish our pitches. You know, those are all just different types and sample goals, you know, that some people might have when they're coming to visit your site. So one thing to keep in mind as you consider how to put together your site is to remember that aside from the reviewers, bookers, and other serious browsers of your website, music is entertainment in the end. So fans are going to your site to be entertained. Whether that to be listening to music, find out when your next show is, or to read about your band. If you can keep them entertained along the way, your fans will want to come back. Just because you have goals for them doesn't mean that you can't have fun. That's real. They also have a website laundry list, like a kind of to-do list. I'm not going to cover that because I'm going to get into another jam, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump back into it and discuss some more shit. So, yeah, there we go. I'm going to get into some two-man army. Shouts out to two-man army. This is Get Loose, you know what I'm saying, going down right here. Oh, the Starship Smelly Cries.
Well, I can't wait to get loose on that goose. And tonight's lady's not getting my sweet and drinks ain't on me for a change, so I'm so good. I hope that nigga's getting out of here. I'm so good. 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 I can't wait to get the dance floor with him. So then what I'm back here, I'm back
here. This is a motherfucking car. You say
sex in the club with a box of bottles. Seen her show and she look like a model. Flirt with the hood rats. She looked back at me and she said no problem. She took my hand off and took me down to the dance floor. I'm like, this y'all, let me see you get low. To the point where your ass touch the floor. Bring it back up and hit me with a bounce pass. You see how fast a nigga like me gon' catch that. Work it for me, twerk it for me. Back it for me and straight drop it on me. Little mama get low.
Thank you.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beers. They know we're here and we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town, guaranteed it's going down. Don't be boning bros, bros, making everything hot. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we push it hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we want it and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Then don't save me my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the day, man, home of the day. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Always gangsta, gangsta, always on the grind, 24/7, and you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight look records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all jockeying and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got some problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch. Know the name, it's Straight Low Records. I won't say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass. Next time you think twice about fucking with us, if you come to the block, you better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, don't quick fast. I could give a motherfucker. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars, cap them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Yeah, all right, shouts out to motherfucking Cali holding it down right there. That's motherfucking Goofy Bone and Bruce, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big for handling the biz. And we are in the motherfucking mix, y'all, with the Indie Band Survival Guide Part 2. If you didn't catch Part 1, make sure you run the show back, and definitely check it out, man. Kicking in some real informative information. Also, go to www.indieguide.com. Make sure you sign up and register, man. There's so much information on there as far as indie artists are concerned, anybody in the industry, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's a good site for you to go and register. Let me beam my homeboy up real quick, y'all, before we get back into the guide. Mr. Ashwood.
Ashwood.
Motherfucker Bill, what happened, Cam?
Same old, working, networking. Same old, another day at the office.
No, I don't think I got your email, matter of fact.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No, I don't know why I ain't got your email address.
It's nosleepusa@aol.com.
Yeah,
it should be in there. I sent a lot of stuff there. It should be under No Sleep. I'll send you another one if anything.
Yeah, well, no, because I want to send you this this guide to you. You ever heard of the Indie Band Survival Guide?
Yeah, I just got finished writing that down. I heard you say that. I ain't never heard of that joint. Matter of fact, I heard you talk about it before. But I meant to ask you about the site. Yeah, email me that definitely, so I can start that profile up.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
The profile is indieguide.com. That's the site.
The site.
Indieguide, one word. Indieguide.com.
Okay.
And what it is, I sent out this actual survival guide. I emailed it out to everybody the first time. But then when I went to the website, they actually have the 2008 version of the guide, which is 102 pages. What I sent out was like, I don't know, probably like 30, 40 pages. The revised one, I mean, really goes in. I mean, that shit like going in on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I sent it back out once, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm just telling everybody to go to there. Sign up, and then you can just download it right there off of the site. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in case I ain't sent it to you. But, yeah, man, that shit, it's just so informative, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is going through a couple of sections and reading just, you know, different little things, you know what I'm saying, different little topics, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm finna cover file sharing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, just to put people in the – in the mind frame, you know what I'm saying? There's other, it's a lot of different sources out there. As far as you being the artist, did you know that you're supposed to have insurance?
Insurance? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, yep. My brother was telling me about that. Hell
and
yeah.
Do you have it?
No, I don't. He was
but
telling
you,
me
but
we got to get
but
some
you
insurance.
Have heard. Yeah, man.
Yep,
I'm telling
my
you, bro.
Was telling me that.
I went in and covered that shit yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's different insurances and shit you got to have. And then my homeboy Goofy Bone came on, you know what I'm saying? He was like, before he didn't know about it, but you know what I'm saying? Now he knows, you know what I'm saying? And, so it's been NDTV. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. I'm going to get on that right after the show. I'm going to jump on that. They let you, you put videos on it? You can put videos and stuff on there?
The Indie Guide is just, it's just basically information site. You register and then it gives you access to all the other links and shit instead of having to go to Amazon and pay for the books and all that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, I definitely need to check that out. Yes, it's a lot of stuff, man. The copyrights, it's a lot of stuff. That's why, for the 2010, I'm going to start selling my stuff in 2010. I dropped 4 mixtapes this year, gave them out all free. You know, just so people know what they're getting when I say, yo, this that new Ashwood, $5 or $3 a CD. You feel me?
And what's your, you got an official website?
No, we still working on that because we
get
so many sites out there that's for free that,
yeah,
you know, it's so many different sites you can promote yourself on that I ain't even do the website. But eventually, we need to definitely get that website up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was one of the key things I just covered, you know what I'm saying, is getting that web page up and actually so fans can come, you know what I'm saying, and to one central location, you know what I'm saying, and find out information about you. You know, that's a MySpace. I don't mean no fucking MySpaces and Ning pages and that bullshit. I mean that if I like what the hell I see, I can turn around and buy the album off of this page, you know what I'm saying, or the mixtape, you know, and that's the whole purpose of having the website, you know. To get people that tangible information like right there. So
about to jump on iTunes. iTunes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, about to start selling my joint. It's like 99 cents a song, stuff like that. So I'm just to get your numbers up and everything. That's one thing. I learned definitely in this business that, you know, the industry, they look at numbers, you know, how many units you're moving and everything like that. And, in 2009, I've been giving everything free, so.
But yeah, that's all it's about is numbers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's about them numbers. So that's definitely on that. And let me see where I'm at. Hold on a second. So what you got going on today?
Oh, shit. Today I'm pretty much just going to be working on this Photoshop, this software. I got this graphic design program, and I'm just, you know, fucking with that. Just trying to learn how to edit up my mixtape covers and print the name on CDs. I got this ill-ass program. One of my neighbors gave me this software. It's like a $500 software. It's like top of the line. I'm not really familiar with it. I forgot the name of that bitch. Oh, let me see. I got the CD right over here.
No, I'd be on that shit. I don't give a damn what program it is. I get that shit.
Hell yeah. It's Adobe. Adobe Creating Master Collection. It's called Adobe.
That's all Adobe is a graphics editing program.
Yeah, that shit got some crazy shit on. You could do like animation, cartoons. I could take a picture of you and make it a cartoon. I'm just learning that shit. Stepping away from being an artist for a minute and just getting on my, you know, my editing and, you know what I mean?
Motherfuckers be like, man, why you don't be on the corner? Because, nigga, I mean, it's money in everywhere you motherfucking go. But if you just apply yourself to one avenue, you ain't going to make the money that you want to make. Or you're not going to get to where you want to be. And me being on the corner, that is not my motherfucking dream. That is just a hangout spot to just do some cool shit. But other than that, that ain't getting the business done. You know what I'm saying? Getting what I need done. So let me was you gonna stick by to hear me read or what? What's up?
Yeah, shit. I came to hear the nutty news of the day, my dude.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Well, man, you missed that. Cause I had to read that early. You know what I'm saying? I told
you
that.
Oh, you did it early today. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause I didn't get that. I went in so hard on this shit here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, I mean, I covered this bitch 2 hours straight, dog. I mean, I had this computer lady call in, Goofy called in, I had motherfuckers feeding back from the, you know what I'm saying, from the bridge and everything. So it took up all day.
Mm.
And I had to do a part two, you know what I'm saying? Because just a little couple of sections that I covered, it just wasn't long enough. So, yeah.
Y'all talking about that Tiger Woods?
Nah, man, I'm talking about this. Fuck that nigga, man. I'm talking about this goddamn survival guy. Fuck that nigga.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all still talking about that.
Hell nah.
Talking about that shit.
Man, fuck that nigga, man. They're going to get a divorce like the rest of the idiots who got their stupid asses married, whether it's to a white bitch or a black bitch. I don't give a fuck. You stupid motherfuckers get some fame on you, and the first thing that pop up in your head is to get settled. That's stupid as hell. That is the most dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in life.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it, I guess, to fit in with everybody.
To fit in.
Man, you got life fucked up, man. Then you turn around. And then you got to, and this is my thing, and then you got me even talking about this little dumb shit. But if you got a motherfucking prenup, where was the love at for that? You never married. You will not. I don't give a fuck if they allow it. If you allow yourself to set a fallout net, a bailout net in place, you're not in love with nobody. You're not in love with that person. You already planning on failure. So what the fuck is you with them for?
Come up.
You feel me? I mean, come on, man. You ran into fucking all kind of white women, man. That shit crazy. Hey, them hoes don't give a fuck about you, Tiger. You dumb ass. You should have known that. You know what I'm saying? And the thing probably is, that's funny, is he probably wouldn't have gotten no pussy if he wasn't married. He want to fuck up your good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Misery loves company. If they see your ass just being old Kanye West ass nigga running around here, you know what I'm saying, being El Bachelorette and shit, they ain't going to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
But because you want to be Mr. Family Man, oh, he's so sweet. Oh, that's Tiger Woods. Oh, he's America's sweetheart. Fuck no, man. Nigga sticking his dick and everything else just like anybody other man is going to do when he got that motherfucking, that kind of status. And he talking about not getting pussy for motherfucking 9 weeks. That nigga played golf, man. Please, that's the most boring fucking sport. So you know that motherfucker is balled up. You know what I'm saying? Shit,
yeah.
He's going to have some kind of rear release somehow. Wow. Anyway.
Yeah,
no, brother. I ain't fall for that dumb shit, man. There's going to be many, many mo-holes, just like those many, many mo-holes that came out
mm-hmm.
with OJ. There was many, many holes that came out with Michael Jordan. There was many holes that came out with all these motherfuckers. But it's funny that they only come out after the fact, though.
Mm-hmm.
When they're getting what they want, they shutting the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But after the fact, when a woman scorned, oh, you don't want to fuck with that. You don't want to fuck with a scorned woman. I'm telling you now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in life, nigga, you can do anything else in life. You don't want to fuck with no scorned woman. So, yeah. Let me get into this. Let me, where my fucking music at? Did I have my damn music?
That motherfucker's so crazy.
Man, shit. I don't know what the fuck's up. I can't speak on Tiger, man. That's like I can't speak on OJ. That's like speaking about OJ. And why the fuck would you get away with a double murder and then you turn around and go steal some fucking trophies? Bitch, is you fucking stupid?
Only in America, FTP.
he's a straight motherfucking, yeah, exactly, you know, fucking.
What type of stupid, you got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Get fired on your day off, man. God. Damn, buddy. That's, hold on, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Yeah, he just reminded me, people. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mr. Tiger Woods, yeah. Actually, let me see what I'm gonna have to lay in the Tiger real quick. Let me see what I can lay in the Tiger with.
Hey, Dre D was talking about him. Dre D show. He was talking about it too.
Hey, stupid. I need to call Dre D. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'm gonna be simulcasting. I'm gonna call his show live, and then we're gonna, you know what I'm saying, do some simulcasting and shit.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Dre D.
Maximum Reality Radio. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big.
Oh,
you lucky, man. Fuck it, I can hit his ass, though. There you go, let me hit his ass. Stupid ass. Fucking Tiger Woods. This is Tiger Woods, people. He's out the window. Goodbye. All right. Tiger Woods, dumbass. How the hell?
Hey, JD was riding his ass. JD's riding his ass.
Fucking 2:35 in the morning, and neighbors run out because they hear this shit, you know what I'm saying? Look on the goddamn ground. It's goddamn Tiger Woods. The hell is that? There ain't no women around. This bitch screaming and shit. What kind of gay ass shit is that? You old ass nigga, man. You gonna let a goddamn fucking white bitch chase you down with a motherfucking golf club? Man, please. Nigga, that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You the motherfucking
Yay!
Retard ass.
That nigga was running track that day. He went from a golf player to a track runner.
Man, got it. His wife ran out the door talking about Tiger.
If one thing straight, actor, I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
I would run too. If a white bitch was telling me that shit, yeah, I'd be running too. I'm like, no. Because, you know, shit, bitch.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know, I mean, this is just straight up, you know. I don't trust them motherfuckers, man. But,
yeah.
Yeah, man, that's some real fucked up shit, you know. Shouts out to Tiger. Yeah, shouts out to you, stupid motherfucker. You actually, you
real
get one.
Shout out
to
you.
Fucking dumbass. Well, look at here. Niggas get money, boy, and really lose their goddamn virginity, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, act like they just never did nothing in their motherfucking life before that goddamn cash, boy. And just, right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get back into it, y'all. I'm going to wrap this thing on up. This is about file sharing. We're going to talk about file sharing because, you know, LimeWire and Napster and all these other motherfuckers seem to be killing everybody, you know what I'm saying? But if you know how to really utilize that shit correct, man, you can really get your music out there. And I'm going to tell y'all some tricks and shit in just a second. There has grown up in the minds of certain groups in this country the notion that because a man or corporation has made a profit out of the public for a number of years, the government and the courts are charged with the duty of guaranteeing such profit in the future, even in the face of changing circumstances and contrary to public interest. This strange doctrine is not supported by statute or common law. Neither individuals nor corporations have any right to come into court and ask that the clock of history be stopped or turned back. And that was from Robert Heinlein of Lifeline, written in 1939. Yeah. There's hardly a more discussed topic for the music industry in recent years than file sharing. Napster, the fucking billion-dollar motherfuckers that started this shit, started the debate by providing an extremely popular service that revolutionized the process of distributing music files. But even after Napster was shut down, other services have carried the torch, of course. The Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, and the major labels claim that file sharing will destroy all life on Earth. Yeah, right. File sharers, on the other hand, are enthusiastic about being able to get most any sound recording within a few minutes. But what does it mean to an indie band? You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as getting your music out there and you are unknown. Well, we think the file sharing is the best thing to happen to any band since the invention of the Porter Studio. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is, but many people think that think the fact that music can be stolen and traded for free on the internet is a bad development. But the benefits far outweigh the problems. The short reason for this is that it's a distribution method that can get your music in the hands of millions of people, and the major labels and distributors have no control over it. That's why these motherfuckers are like, oh no, no file sharing. It's an unfortunate fact that indies are locked out of every area that major labels do control. You know what I'm saying? So here's what we're going to cover in this section, and this is what I'm going to say before we start this. File sharing programs. If you use LimeWire, if you use BearShare, if you use FrostWire, Napster, which is still up, any one of them shits that do peer-to-peer networking, the key to getting your motherfucking music out there is lying, people. Have you ever, I know millions of people downloaded that fucking Bill Clinton commercial that was mislabeled Trick Daddy's new song, whatever the fuck it was called. So when everybody went and downloaded this shit, it was a goddamn Bill Clinton commercial talking about go to BestBuy.com or some shit like that. I got all my shit from something.com. Mm. That's the whole key to it, man. When you, if what's the hottest song out right now? Think of what's the hottest song right now. That, I mean, everybody and their mama is motherfucking trying to get and shit. Fucking Taylor Swift song. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Go to the white area. Don't sit up here and get a Trick Daddy song or mislabel your song as Trick Daddy, and Trick Daddy is hot, but he ain't the hot because that's only one genre. You need to go to motherfucking Garth Brooks if he just dropped a fucking single and name your song that single.
There you go.
Because once you upload that bitch to LimeWire and people start, that's all bitches been get that shit, and it don't matter. It's a million motherfucking different peer-to-peer people out there sharing the shit. So what they going to do? One of them files, at least one time, is going to download your shit.
Real talk.
And more than likely, if they like the song, they're not going to motherfucking delete it or find the real Garth Brooks shit that they was looking for. But keep your version and then try to find out who the fuck is this saying this song, because this shit is jamming, but it was mislabeled.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is the key to motherfucking file sharing. If you are not doing that, you are going about it the whole fucking wrong way. I don't give a damn what fucking site you put your shit on. Mislabel your motherfucking music and make sure when that shit comes on, yeah, y'all listen to the motherfucking Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, off the No Sleep mixtape. This is Kitchen Cake Up. Bam.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I feel you. Yo, that's some real shit right there.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Don't sit up there and get mad at these motherfuckers, man.
You feel me? Play the motherfucking game, dog, like the game's supposed to be played. Nigga, this is a game of manipulation. This is a game I just need to, by any means necessary, get my motherfucking music into your ear. I don't give a damn for a 30-second snippet. I need to get them 30 seconds up out you, though.
Yeah, straight up. Straight up.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. All right, check this out. Here's what we're going to cover in this section. First of all, is reframing the debate. The debate about file sharing is limited. We're going to take a broader view. Also, an in-depth analysis of what file sharing is and the underlying reason why it works. Basically, a lot of sites that talk about file sharing skip this part, but without this, it's impossible to truly understand. The other one is why file sharing is here to stay. The RIA and major labels cannot stop it, no matter what they try. No technology will ever completely stop people from ripping tracks, just like Media Player that gives you the fucking software for free. Nor will anything stop people from being able to share files. I mean, if I want to send my shit to Ashwood and I email the shit over to him, you can't stop me from emailing that shit over to him. That's the same thing as file transferring. Same shit. It's a million Z shares out there. It's a million uploading fucking websites. To upload and share your shit through. That is all file sharing. File sharing has changed the economics of the music industry forever. The RIAA was the motherfuckers that went after DJ Drama and I believe it was Drama and Who Kid or Drama. I know it was Drama and somebody else for, you know, being on the street corners and selling the mixtapes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's who stepped down and arrested one of them. I forgot who got arrested. Somebody actually got arrested over that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because of the RIA arrested their ass. So, yeah, it's motherfuckers out there that's trying to really put a stop into motherfuckers making money. But that's only because we are shutting down the major record labels. We are shutting down the motherfucking FM and AM radio stations. We are causing such an impact that they have to put these motherfuckings these people in place, you know what I'm saying, to stop it or to slow it down. You can't, though.
Yeah, because they can't get, they want they cut.
They cut. They can't. You cut them out. The other one is an explanation of why file sharing is good for indie bands. File sharing works by tapping into what people normally like to do, which is to share music that they enjoy. Using file sharing, you can get your music in the hands of potentially millions of people and for distribution and You are on the exact same playing field as the major labels. This is what they hate. And then also an argument of why you should share your own music on file sharing networks. So why you won't make money directly off of sharing? It's worth it for the exposure. I mean the exposure, people. You got to think motherfucking 100,000 downloads come off of them fucking file sharing sites. Every fucking day, man. I mean, bitches out there running and getting Chris Brown. Bitches out there running and getting that Rihanna. Whatever the fuck is on the radio, yeah, that's what the hell your name should be called. Kanye West, I Got a Big Ego, Super Duper Remix. Put Super Duper Remix on that bitch, because when somebody sees Super Duper Remix, they like, damn. Well, I just say remix. This motherfucker say Super Duper Remix. Let me get the Super Duper Remix.
And that ash would come on, my nigga.
Come on, Bress. Come on, Bress. I'm on some other thinking,
I'm with
man.
You.
You feel
I'm
me? But
you.
I've been on this internet shit since 1996.
Hell yeah.
And the bitch came out in 95, and I've been on this shit in 96, and I mean heavily. So that's the other thing. An argument why, okay, some bands spend money to press demo albums then hand them for free to people in the street. But file sharing is far easier, cheaper, more targeted, and get your music in the hands of many more people.
True. Yep.
Pirating your own music. A short guide on the best way to share your music. I just taught you one, which is the best way. Motherfucking lie about the name of your track. It ain't lying. God damn it, it's guerrilla tactics.
Hell yeah.
All it is guerrilla tactics. There's no fucking honest way to get into the goddamn industry because there are no honest motherfuckers in the industry.
Straight up.
If you go into it with that thinking, then you shit, you're going to be just it's crazy as these other motherfuckers, man.
Fucking vegetables.
They are. Yeah, for real. For real, for real. Now, this is, I'm on page 50 of a 102-page manual, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna cover, like, every single thing. I'm finna actually skip in, because it's a lot of fucking shit y'all need to read. You know, really on this shit, man. Let's see what's the last little bit. Yeah, I'm gonna read the last little part, and this is, let's see here. And this is file sharing for smarties, while file sharing works. And definitely, you know what I'm saying, I know for me, from a personal standpoint, you know what I'm saying, it works. Torrents.com, you know what I'm saying, is another site that will scour the internet, and it's going to just find any and everything. If your result is in that top find, then you on a whole nother website that ain't even peer-to-peer. Now you on Torrents. On a torrent site, which, man, bruh, file sharing, it will never fucking die.
Hell yeah, I'm up on that torrent. Hell yeah.
You just need to jump on it and get yourself exposed. All right, so let's go ahead and cover, this here. The internet is a worldwide network that can be accessed cheaply by millions of people using relatively inexpensive computers. The technology of internet computers and file sharing programs enable file sharing because of the following factors. Main and most best shit is no special equipment is needed to access the internet besides the standard computer. You know, most shit, Pro Tools and all that kind of shit, Serato, Final Scratch, you know what I'm saying? You got to have the goddamn this box, that box, and all the other kind of shit to make the shit work. You know? File sharing. All you need is the goddamn internet. I don't give a fuck if you can file share through your cell phone nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking down to the wire like that. Imagine a specialized box like your cable box. You can't do much with your cable box besides getting a TV signal and changing channels, even though it's on an information network. Computers are infinitely flexible devices that can be asked to do specialized tasks like file sharing. Loading software to make your computer do specialized tasks is easy, and compare this to trying to get your cable box to do anything but change channels and activate pay-per-view. The current consumer-grade internet access economic model does not have metered charges for bandwidth. It's unlikely that people would be willing to share files if it costs money each time strangers downloaded a file, which, yeah. So since the internet access model is not metered, like power or gas is, no one considers it an issue to share their entire music collection for the world to hear. Knocks down all kind of barriers, man, when you don't really have to pay for shit. And the internet infrastructure is a stupid network. Yeah, the internet will blindly send any data you want where you ask, efficiently and without central control. The original network models were all smart networks, basically thinking of the telephone network. Thus, the companies that created it had a lot of control over who could use it, what kind of data went over it, and how it was used, i.e., how you got motherfucking T-Mobile, who was jacking everybody up the ass with their high-ass prices, and you got Sprint that came along and kind of shitted on them. But then you got Metro PCS that came and shitted and pissed on everybody and made everybody motherfucking turn their shit. That is why now you have T-Mobile talking about getting this goddamn $49.95 unlimited plan now.
Mm-hmm. The Boost. That's what Boost is on right now.
You know what I'm saying? Well, Metro, yeah, Boost went on it after Metro, but now even T-Mobile, which I would probably go back to T-Mobile if I wouldn't think they would change their shit. But, you know, they just like AT&T with that big asterisk bullshit. And then you sign up and then they got you 2 years. They go back up after the next year and shit. So you just got to watch out. But if the phone companies or the internet providers had that kind of control over the internet, the RIAA would have forced them all to shut down file sharing long ago. Yeah, know that. And peer to peer, you know, yeah, you know that. If they could have, shit. After Napster surfaced, they would have shut that shit the fuck down.
Shut it down.
You know, peer to peer sharing no longer needs a central server to work, which is, you know, me and you can just share files. You know what I'm saying? They got software just me and you. I can give you my computer ID number. You can come to my computer and get whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, peer-to-peer sharing is now just a network of computers that locate and copy files to and from each other. These networks are so distributed that shutting them down would mean shutting off tens of thousands or even millions of different computers. Centralized services like the original Napster could be shut off at the source. Even better, these services will now chop these files into parts so that a single computer can get a single file from multiple sources, which makes for a very speedy download process, even if a particular source has limited bandwidth, which is true. So many, if only me and you have the file and 10,000 people trying to access it, you got to see, ain't nobody finna get that shit that fast. But if I chop this file up and allow 5,000 people to share it, then 10,000 people now, boom, now you got two, you know what I'm saying, two people dedicated to each file sharing. It's going to make it get, you're going to get it quicker.
Yeah, you get it quicker.
You're going to get it quicker. That's all what that is. A computer makes perfect copies of data, which we all know that. Peer-to-peer services default to opt-in, which you got to watch out for that. These services, once they're installed, default to an opt-in setting, and most people probably don't know how or don't bother to turn them off. Thus, people end up sharing all of their files they have, getting access to a world full of music, but also sharing their own, which you have to watch out. So, unlike me, I don't give a shit. I mean, my whole computer is open up. I don't give a fuck what you're looking for. You won't be able to find it. You feel me? Because I feel like shit. If you sharing your shit with me, then I'm gonna share my shit with you.
Hell yeah.
And if we all believe in that share alike concept, man, please, you will take over. Other thing, let me read that real quick. Cause this is what I really want to try to get done. The vending machine problem and other human factors. It's hard to argue that getting music off the internet that you haven't paid for is anything but illegal, but the major labels want you to believe that it's the same as walking out of a record store with swipe CDs hidden in your coat, which is not, though. Both are crimes. It's just not the same thing. Most importantly, it's not the same thing in the mind of an average person. The human issue comes down to do what we call the vending machine problem. If an average person came across a vending machine that was broken, which would give free candy for any button push, they would probably take a candy bar. And there are a significant percentage of people that would take lots of candy bars. So if you were in the business of selling candy, you would see this as people stealing your inventory. Most of these people would say that if you don't want them to steal your candy, you should make sure that your machine was working right. Of course, the real reason people would take the candy is because they know that they are not face-to-face with the ones that they are stealing from, as they would be in a store stealing an item from a shelf, and they probably guess they can't get caught. The key is that they are not face-to-face with the ones from whom they are stealing. How many people would rip your band's CD and copy it without paying you if you were there with them in the room? They would.
It
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but if y'all want more info, man, y'all have to just go in. This is a 102-page guide. I only got 60 seconds. I just want to send a big shout out and thank you to everybody that came through. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and recheck out the archives on this show if you missed any information. And please, by all means, hit me up at smellybtr@live.com if you got any questions, comments, or anything. If you got any comments, hell, call 813-463-2975 and leave them there. And, you know, if they radio-worthy shit, I'll put them bitches right here on the radio. And that's
hell
how we
yeah.
do. So, big ups my nigga Ash Wood. You know what I'm saying? Coming through. You know what I'm saying? As always, brother, I appreciate the much love, man, the support that you give to the network. And, you know, and it don't go on it don't go unwarranted, but believe that.
Yeah, you gotta check out that footage I picked for the movie up on the page. I put that on the tube right now.
Oh, the Sunshine.
Yeah, sneak preview.
Yeah.
Me and you on the set and shit, wilding out.
Now you got what? You got Well, look, YouTube.com Ashwood or something.
Yeah, yeah. When you get on YouTube, just search Ashwood, ASHW00D. It'll pop right up. It's on my MySpace, too, so I got it everywhere right now.
All right. Well, then that's what it's up. We're going we're getting out the building, people, because I'm going to wrap this last song up with my nigga Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? You support me, man. I motherfucking support you, just like I told the stripper at goddamn Coco's Lounge, who came up and motherfucker, I didn't have a candy that she wanted, but she gave me a dollar anyways. So I told her, goddamn it, well, baby, you come back tomorrow, even though I don't play commercialized music on Tuesday nights because it's independent artist night, I will go ahead and give you three motherfucking songs because you showed me some motherfucking love. Fuck all you other hoes. You know what I'm saying? That don't support the motherfucking DJs. Fuck all you motherfucking artists that break y'all ass up on stage and don't get a motherfucking DJ their goddamn props. You bitches better learn who the motherfucker is really making your goddamn career. It's the DJ. It ain't got nothing to do with no producer, no street team, no bookers, no none of that shit. Between the artist and the DJ, everybody else can suck rocks, kick rocks. Straight up, you can kick motherfucking rocks, because if a DJ ain't playing your goddamn music, a promoter ain't going to be able to play it. A goddamn producer ain't going to be able to play it.
A
cheerleader, a dancer, nobody else going to be able to do what the fuck a DJ does. DJ is the backbone of the industry, and the artist is making the shit happen. That is it. Fuck everybody else. That's it. On that note, I'm going to hit you back, because I got your number now. I had to lock your number in and shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely lock me in. I'm about to
I'm going to hit Dre.
Yeah, I'm going to see what Dre D is up to. His show, I think he end at 3, so always
in that 3, He end at 3 and shit. But I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and hit him up, see what's up with him. And I'll probably go to the website and shit.
Yeah, I beat the Coco's next Tuesday. I'll see you next Tuesday for sure.
All right, that's what time it is. Make sure, people, Coco's Lounge, each and every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. to 3 in the morning. We got the Karaoke, a.k.a. Karaoke with DJ Smooth, 8 to 11. And then from 11 to 3 in the morning, we holding it down for the open mic night. You know what I'm saying? With your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. And we holding it down real big. TampaRap.com. Make sure you go and check out all the latest little videos from the night. Check out my profile. Check out up-and-coming shows. Check out different artists, music, photos, videos. I mean, all kind of shit, man. It's just real hot. And don't forget, January 1st, I got the official WDGE TV. It will be motherfucking launching, and we're going to be motherfucking, you know, premiering indie artists videos. Something like what we do here on the radio, but we're going to be doing our own real BET, Black Entertainment Television, you know what I'm saying, version of you know, showing videos and stuff like that. So y'all get ready. Y'all got videos. Any artists out there that's got videos that you're working on and shit that you want to get featured, you know what I'm saying, make sure you send them smellybtr@live.com, and they will definitely, or just send me the link and I'm going to get the motherfuckers myself off of YouTube or whatever, and definitely make them part of the show. New movement starting January 1st, y'all. This is 2010. It's time for us to motherfucking check in and wake the fuck up and get on our super duper grind. We talk about it year after year.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, Ashwood already telling you what time it is right here, man. Get your motherfucking money, man. That's real. Ashwood, I'm going to holler at you later, homie. Appreciate you swinging through. You already know, man.
Yes, sir. All right, my dude.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda, but we try to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on a scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Independent, put up four for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction.
When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told her,
you put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You activate the soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You activate the soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me. Grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. Shit, you hesitate? I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush. She like, where we could smoke at?
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said, a man whack. He don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back. I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming, I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Yeah.